I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. The Iranian government is cracking down on house churches throughout the country. Ironically, the government created this movement when it made it illegal for Farsi speakers to attend physical churches. When that happened, everyone became an evangelist and a house church planner. But there's been a disconnect. David from Heart for Iran explains.
We found out that there could be a house church here, and two, three blocks away, there's another house church. They have no idea about each other, so there's no common communication happening on the ground. So through satellite TV, we're able to get those resources to them, equip them, and train them.
Mohabbat TV is a ministry of Heart for Iran, and at least 30% of their total viewers are trying to start their own house churches. Would you continue to pray for encouragement, perseverance, and growth? And a fire sparked by a heater in Lebanon's Bekaa Valley refugee camps last month spread and left 60 Syrians homeless. It's just one of the dangers that nearly a million Syrian refugees face during winter months in Lebanon. But Nuna, with Triumphant Mercy, says despite the challenges, they're seeing God move. She shares the story of a Muslim refugee man who was told by the doctor that he and his wife would never get pregnant. A Triumphant Mercy team prayed with this man, and soon after, his wife got pregnant. Well, since then, he's embraced the gospel.
He started to evangelize, even though he was still in the process of becoming a believer. Jesus started to evangelize without knowing, just telling his story, telling his testimony everywhere.
It's no surprise that to serve hundreds of thousands of refugees, it takes a lot of resources and help. Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. And thank you for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Open Doors USA is offering a free ebook called Why Do You Persecute Me? It highlights the stories of 8 Christians who share valuable, real-life lessons along with stories of strength, faith, and hope. Get your copy when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.